Let's go to an exciting place in the Word of God this morning. It's found in Matthew chapter 14, verse 28 and verse 29. And it says this. I'm going to read the Holman Christian Standard Bible version. Lord, if it's you, Peter answered him, command me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. I love the way this next part states this. And climbing out of the boat, Peter started walking on the water and came to Jesus. And climbing out of the boat, Peter started walking on the water and came toward Jesus. I want to share with you this morning for a few moments on this thought after our prayer. No more box for me. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for everything that is so mightily happened in this room thus far. There has been a rain of your Spirit. There has been a rain of your glory. Lord, we have already had revival in this house. But Lord, now comes time for your precious word. And I ask you today to let me deliver this word, this on-time word, as you have birthed it and burned it in my spirit. But Lord, not that it would be something that we just hear and walk away, but that we will make it a part of who we are right now. Lord, for there are so many who are walking in troublesome places, hard moments, difficult times. But in those moments, in your presence, we can climb out of where we are and step in to your glory. God, take your liberty in this house. And I pray that you'll move in this room and you will move online to those who are listening now. That this word will prick our hearts and it will move us to move toward you and fulfill your purpose. And we ask this in Christ's name. Amen. No more box for me. In our world today, most people fear stepping into a new opportunity more than they fear missing a new opportunity. The longer we tolerate something, the longer it dictates our life experience. Now, I want to say that again. The longer we tolerate something, the longer it dictates our life. We will never change our systems of belief until we arrive at the place where we acknowledge that what we have tolerated is the reason we are in the present situations that we are in right now. Many of us are dealing with and walking through things right now because of things that we have tolerated and have not dealt with according to God's word and according to God's spirit and plan. Sometimes we have to deal with the issues at hand so we can move forward in God's purpose for our life. Now, that being said, let me make a strong statement here. Change is difficult. Amen. Change is hard. Amen. Change means abandoning all confining safety zones. It means you're getting rid of every safety net. You're getting rid of anything that could stop you from fulfilling and moving forward into your purpose. Life is not about staying in the safe places. Amen. If all we ever do is live our life in the comfort and the safety zone, then we never really get anywhere. But life is not about staying in the safe place. It's about stepping out and finding our new found freedoms in God. If you really want to live and understand what life really is, you will step out into God's plan and step into the presence of God and find newfound freedom where He is. And I will declare to you, when you come into the presence of the Lord, you will find freedom. In this short passage I read to you, no doubt, Peter was safer in the boat from a human standpoint. But the Bible said that he stepped out of the boat. Why? Because he wanted to experience Jesus Christ in a very real way. He wanted to go from the place of comfort where he was to where Jesus was and experience him in a whole new light. Can I say this? This is what it comes down to, where you and I are right now. An inner desire to get more of what God has for us. A discontentment with where we are right now so that we can go where He is. A sense that there is so much more to get spiritually than we have ever imagined in our life. Can I just be real with you for a moment? Most Christians today have only scratched the surface of what they can really experience with God. Most people listening to my voice right now have only scratched the surface of what they can really feel and know and walk in the presence of the Lord. Today's church, and I want to be careful here, but I want to talk to the church world for a moment. Today's church needs to step back and rediscover its cause. The church today needs to step back and take another look. Why are we here? Why do we do what we do? What is our purpose? What is God's plan for us? What is God's desire? Why did God put Valley View Church at 2000 Talladega Highway, Sylacauga, Alabama, on the side of Highway 21? Why did God put us here? He didn't put us here to be a beautiful building. He didn't put us here just to be a place that people go by and see. He put us here to be the light of Jesus Christ shining out to the world around us. He put us here to be a difference maker. He put us here that people might come to know the love and the mercy and the grace of God through us. But so often, as Greg said it earlier, many people have lost sight of where they are, and we've gotten away from God's original plan. We need to step back and rediscover His cause for us. As we do, the momentum of the church will move forward. As we do, the church will begin to progress, and we will move forward into divine release with God. And I want to just say this as your pastor. I'm praying for a divine release from God in us that will release us out like never before, that we will go freely following the Lord. It has been said, and I want you to hear this close. It has been said, the real tragedy is not that churches are dying, but that churches have lost their reason to live. As I read that statement, it really got a hold of me. It's not really the fact, Sarah, that churches are dying. It's churches have lost their reason to live. They've lost their reason to exist. We need to readjust our focus so that we can once again see the real cause, see the real plan of God. Why are we here? That the lost might find Jesus. That is our number one purpose. That is our number one cause. Darkness wants to keep us contained in the land of irrelevancy. And to many people today in this late hour, the church has become irrelevant. I want you to listen to me this morning. To many people today in this hour, the church has become irrelevant. And darkness wants to keep us in that place, if you would. That place where we are busy doing what does not work. That place where it does not really matter anyway. You ever been working in the kingdom of God and thought to yourself, well, what I'm doing doesn't really matter. What I'm doing, it really doesn't work. Why do it? Can I be honest with you? I have felt that way at times. Because sometimes we find ourselves in a struggle, we find ourselves in a fight, and we find ourselves in a difficulty. But here's what I want you to get. That's exactly what the devil wants us to feel. There is a cause, there is a reason, and there is a purpose. But we have to keep our focus. We have to get locked in to Jesus Christ and stay zeroed in on Him and not look anywhere else. We get so caught up. And I want to be very careful here, but don't you listen to me. We get so caught up in the pressure to produce that we begin experiencing less and less results. I firmly believe that in many cases, the church world had come into a place that we felt the urgency to perform. And it was causing less and less results. I believe that during this process or this time that we have gone through recently with the pandemic and all of this, I'm not saying God caused it, I'm not saying God placed it, but I believe through this process, God has awakened the church to some things and made the church come to realize it's not about our programs. It's not about how well we can do things. It's not about trying to build numbers, but it's going back why the church was originally created and why the church was really formed. Amen? The church must return to the place where we understand that our mission is not to entertain the masses, but to reach the unchurched in a very relevant way. Can I say that again? It's not about entertaining masses of people, but it's about reaching the unchurched or the lost or the broken or the hurting in a very relevant way in this hour. The church must determine to make a shift from promoting weekly programs to empowering an army of believers who will go forward and proclaim Jesus Christ. Amen? Now, I'm not trying to preach against programs, and I'm not trying to put programs down, and I'm not trying to push as many times we need them. But it's not just about promoting programs. It's about reaching a broken society. It's about reaching a broken world. It's about reaching hurting people. The chief goal of this hour must be to raise up people of God, listen to me, who are not living for the next thrill, but are looking to take the next piece of the enemy's territory. That ought to be our purpose. That ought to be our goal. It's not the next thrilling thing, but raising up a people of God that will stand in the gap, that will make up the hedge, that will pray, that will go after another piece of the enemy's territory and take back what rightfully belongs to us. I want you to listen to this, and I'm going to say it slowly. What is considered normal in most churches today is really abnormal. That sounds weird, doesn't it? What's normal in most churches now is really abnormal. What are you talking about, Pastor? When the Spirit of God descended and created powerful ministry and outreach as we see pictured in Acts or the book of Acts, that was normal. When the Holy Ghost fell upon the church and the church was ignited with power and was ignited with fire from Pentecost upon the church in that hour and the Spirit of the Lord came alive and well in the church, that was normal. And if that be the case, let's just get real. Not very many churches are normal anymore. Why? Because they won't allow the Spirit of God to take His liberty and allow the Spirit of God to move anymore. Well, if that's the case, God help this church to get back to normal again and allow the Spirit of God to be more real and more powerful than He has ever been before. A great awakening. Let me back up for a moment. This powerless entity we refer to as the church today does not meet God's desire and it does not meet God's expectations. Did you hear what I said? The powerless church of today does does not meet God's desire or God's expectation. But the church that is ignited by the power of God's Spirit and is rising up in the authority and the anointing of God is pleasing in the sight of the Lord. A great awakening is going to spring into being when a new breed of standard bearers rise up and return to what is really normal. A great awakening is going to happen when the people of God rise up and get back to normal in the Spirit of the Lord. Now, I know this is not popular preaching, and I know this is not what we want to hear, but I'm telling you, God has been stirring inside this man of God, and I've got to give you what God has told me to give you today. In his book, If You Want to Walk on Water, You Got to Get Out of the Boat, John Ortberg challenges his readers to consider the incredible potential that awaits us outside of our comfort zone. He awakes us to the incredible potential that is ours if we can only get out of our box, if we can only get out of our prepared place or that comfort zone we've allowed ourselves to come into. Out on the risky waters of faith, Jesus is waiting to meet us in ways that will change us forever if we're only willing to get out of our boat. If we're only willing to get out of our box, he'll bring us into a place of deepening our character and deepening our trust in God. I don't know about you, but I want to be deepened in my character. I want to be deepened in my trust, Sister Darlene, in the presence of God. I want to be deepened in my trust to him. He explains that the experience is initially terrifying, but soon becomes thrilling beyond belief. I want you to notice what Paul is saying here, or Peter is saying here. It's nerve-wracking in the beginning. It'll shake you, but soon becomes thrilling if you only step out in faith. There are tremendous amounts of people, let me just say it this way, a lot of people today who are hanging out in the boat. There's a lot of people today who are staying in the box. The boat seems to be where it's happening, but the boat becomes a box that we need to break ourselves out of. If we stay in the box, we cannot please God. If we stay in the box, we cannot fulfill God's plan for our life. If we stay in the box, we cannot fulfill our purpose. When we consider Peter getting out of the boat, the experience that he had, we come to realize that staying in a boat confines you. Now let me take it one step further. Staying in your box will confine you. The boat seems to be the safe place, the comfortable place, the place where everybody was at. But Peter wanted something more. He didn't want safety anymore. He didn't want comfort anymore. He didn't want to hang out with the crowd anymore. He wanted to get near Jesus. I don't know. I don't want anybody to take it the wrong way. But I'm going to say it to you. I'm just like him. I don't want safety anymore. I don't want comfort anymore. I don't want to hang out with the crowd anymore. I want to get near Jesus. You understand what I'm talking about? I'm not talking about physically as we fellowship with one another. We need that. We must have that. But I'm talking about the spirit realm. I'm talking about the spirit realm. What are you saying, Pastor? But in the spirit realm, the enemy will cause a crowd of all kind of things to bombard your life that will pull you away from drawing nigh to Jesus. I don't want to hang out in that spiritual crowd anymore or things in the spirit realm that hinders me from getting to Jesus. I want to push my way into his presence. So let me make that clear again. That's not talking about the physical here. We need fellowship among ourselves. We need the brothers and sisters of the Lord. That's why he said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. We need each other. You with me? But Peter didn't want to hang with a crowd. He's seen the workings of Jesus. He's seen the miracles of Jesus. He recognized it was not happening where he was. He recognized it wasn't happening in the boat. It wasn't happening in his box. So Peter said to himself, I want more. He desired for more. And because of that desire, it drove him out of the boat. It drove him out of the box. It drove him out of his comfort zone. It drove him out of what he had always known. And I'm going to say this while I'm here. God, help us to be drawn out of what we have always known so we can see what we've never seen and know what we've never known. He was willing to take chances. He was willing to get right next to Jesus. He wanted out of his box, and it was this desire that turned a rugged fisherman into a fisher of men. It was this desire that turned a rugged fisherman into a powerful minister of the gospel. It was this experience of out of the boat that brought him to a place called Pentecost. And that place of Pentecost literally changed his life. Satan wants to keep you confined in your box. Satan wants to keep us confined in our box. He wants to keep us in our boat, if you will. He wants us to stay right where we are. He does not want us to go where God wants us to be. And I'm going to say this to you. He is very content to have the church continuing where they are and never moving forward. I'm going to tell you something. The devil doesn't mind you raising your hand. Devil doesn't mind you singing a few worship songs if you're just going through the motion. Devil doesn't mind you holding your Bible in your hand. Devil doesn't mind you even reading your Bible as long as you don't get serious with it. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? The devil doesn't mind us going through the motions of church. He doesn't mind us just playing the game. He doesn't mind as long as we don't get too serious, as long as we don't get too real, as long as we don't get too close. The opposite of confinement, Robert, is movement. You're either confined, David, or you're moving. One of the two. The church must move. I'm going to say that again. The church must move. God has a great treasure stored up in his church. It was not his intention that the church should ever be stored, but somehow, in many cases, the church has wound up on the shelf somewhere. In many cases, the church has wound up on a shelf, but I want to tell you this. It is time we take the lid off and we let the treasure out that God has put in the church. It's time we let the treasure out that God has given to the church. It's time we get sick of confinement. It's time we understand that we are more than conquerors through him. Not my word, this Bible. Not my word, his word. It's time we understand that we're more than conquerors, not some futuristic thing, but a right now thing. TJ, not something that is to come, but something that's here right now. It's happening right now. If you ever intend on experiencing the power of walking with Jesus, you've got to get out of your box. Hey, some people in this room, you better listen to me right now. If you ever intend on walking with Jesus and having a real relationship with Jesus and really getting somewhere with God, you got to get out of your box. You got to get out of your boat. You got to get out of your place of confinement. Listen, stepping out of the boat, breaking the bear of confinement, promoted Peter to higher places than he had ever known. It was this initial step of faith out of the boat that brought Peter to the place where he could have his own personal experience with Jesus Christ. He could build his own personal relationship with Jesus. By stepping out of the boat, Peter stepped into a whole new realm, a spiritual realm. He stepped into a spiritual place that he had never walked in before. He stepped into a spiritual zone he had never felt before. Oh, yeah, he had been around Jesus. Oh, he knew the miracles of Jesus. He knew what God could do. But he never walked in this place before because he became the miracle. He wasn't just looking on the miracle, did he? He became the miracle. Peter busted out of his confinement, and once he busted out, he was free. I want to say this to everybody in this room. Once you bust out of your confinement, you will be free. And the enemy is intimidated by the fact that you'll get free. Why? Because he knows if you come out, odds are you are never going back to where you came from. I'll give the Lord a hand in here. Give him a hand in this house. If you come out, you're not going back. Satan knows that fact. He's afraid that we're going to bust out and we're never going to go back. But more than that, he fears the spiritual impact on this area that we live in should this happen to this church. He fears the spiritual impact that'll be on our city and our town and our community when that happens in the church. And I got news for you. We're busting out and we're not coming back. We're busting out of confinement. We're busting out of our box. We're busting out of the places, Robert, where we've been held bound. And we're not coming back. But we're going to proceed with the work of the Lord. Oh, I feel him in this room. Once Peter broke the barrier, he was never the same. Once you break your barrier, you'll never be the same. Once you break your box, you'll never be the same. Once you come out of confinement, you'll never be the same. God propelled him to places beyond his imagination once he determined that he was going to step out into the unknown. I want to say this to somebody in this place. God is going to take you into places you never imagined once you decide to step out into the unknown. Once you decide to break out of your box. Once you decide to get out of your place of confinement. And I want to say this to somebody. And I'm not taking up for the devil because he hates me and I hate him. But we put our confinement, a lot of times we blame it on the enemy when the enemy sometimes doesn't have anything to do with it. We're confined because we're happy where we are and we're not willing to break out of our place. Now, most cases it is the enemy. But sometimes it just comes down to us. We're not going to break out. We're not going to break free. We're not going to do it. God, I'll do this, but I'm not going no further. God, I'll go that far, but don't push it. We'd never say that to God, but we actually live it sometimes. We'd never speak that to God, but we actually live it sometimes. Minute you come to the place that you quit putting limitations on God and you quit putting limitations on yourself and you just break free and you just let go and you just open up, that's when your whole world is going to change. Give him a hand in here. Hey, Keith, was you listening? Take your finger and point at your own chest, call your name, say, were you listening? Come on, do it, do it. It may sound silly, but do it. Keith, was you listening? To get to the higher places required stepping into the unknown, you have to step into unknown places. If you're going to get higher, you got to step into the unknown. It can get scary. It's so much easier to stay right where we are. It's so much more comfortable to stay right where we are. It's so much easier just to sit still and wait for God to come by and do it. And God says, I'm not going to just come by and do it. You're going to have to do something. You with me? So many times we're just waiting on it to fall on us. We're waiting on it to sneak up on us. We're waiting on it to happen. God's waiting on us. But God wants so much more for every one of us. Listen to me carefully. He does not necessarily want you to be comfortable. He wants you to be available. I'm going to say that again. God does not necessarily want you to be comfortable. He wants you to be available. He's more concerned about you being available than he's concerned about you being comfortable where you are. Availability is based upon our willingness to venture into the unknown to follow after him. It's our willingness to go into the unknown. That's availability. Which means, Lord, it doesn't matter what, how, who, when, where, why. I'll go, Lord. I'll follow you, Lord. I'm there, Lord. Just help me, Lord. Higher places are achieved by getting out of the box. You can't stay in your little four-wall squared place and go higher. You cannot stay in your little four-wall square and go further. You cannot stay in your little four-wall square and expect God to do the out of ordinary, powerful, miracle, anointing things in your life. Isaiah 54, 2 and 3 says this. Enlarge the side of your tent and let your curtains be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your ropes and drive your pegs deep. For you will spread out the right to the left, and your descendants will dispossess nations and inhabit the desolate cities. I want to back up the first part. Enlarge the side of your tent and let your tent curtains be stretched out. There's some tremendous promises in those words. And they are this. He speaks of enlarging our territory, but he also speaks of stretching us in the process. He talks about enlarging our territory, enlarging our place, but at the same time, he talks about stretching you and me. And let's just get real. Enlarging feels good, but stretching hurts. Oh, enlarging is wonderful. It's glorious. It's great. It's grand, but stretching hurts. We can never grow or expand without being stretched. Listen to me. We can never grow or expand without being stretched. When we come to the place where we freely desire for God to stretch us, we find ourselves out of the box. We find ourselves out of the boat. Then we have entered into the God zone for our life. When we come to that place where we see ourselves and we're stretched out of our box and we're stretched out of our confinement, then we come in to God's prepared place for us. It's called the God zone. And I want everybody in this room to hear me. God wants us free today. God wants you free this morning. God doesn't want you bound. God doesn't want you burdened. God doesn't want you heavy laden. God wants you free today. It's time for you to break free from your confining limitations. It's time for you to break out of your religious thinking. It's time to break free from your past history of confinement. Don't you remember this? Remember this. The ceiling you are up against today can be the floor you stand on tomorrow. Wow. What you're pushing on right now, you'll be stomping on tomorrow. It's time to stretch out. I'm going to close with this, and I'll just share something with you. I want to read a word shared by Nate Johnston. Some of you have been keeping up with him and his wife, I'm sure. But I want to share a word with you that they shared with their growth school, I believe is what they call it. And I want to share it with you because I believe it's very important. It relates to you and me as well right now. It says this, "This is your box breaking year." He said, "I have a short word for those who have felt barren, silenced, or felt barren, silenced, stifled, squashed, decommissioned, contained, disabled, or hope deferred." He said, "God told me this will be the year they break out of the box." Let's face it, the church has been in the box, contained, held up, and held back for her full potential. From her full potential. So with that in mind, let me prophesy over you. And this is what he said. He said, "I believe this year you will break out of all religious and man-made limitations. You will break out of the mold and leave the status quo. Your voice will break out and be amplified. You will break out of insecurities you have faced. You will break the yokes that have been placed on you and leave them behind. You will break up with the past ways and methods. It's time for every treasure inside of you to be revealed. You will break into new ways of living and leave survival behind. You will get breakthrough in your direction, knowing where you're going and clarity for your assignment. You will break into a new level of creativity and innovation." Listen to this. "The years of stale Christianity are over for you." Oh, give him a hand. He goes on to say, "The fulfilling adventure begins now. You will see the tangible and move past the theoretical and see dreams built. You will be okay with being different. out of the box and unique, because it's time for the out of the boxers to shine. Oh, hallelujah. Then I like this last one before he concludes, and he said this: you will break out and launch. It is time. Then he finishes up by saying, get ready for a breakout year. It's time for the pioneers to arise unapologetically, for the reformers to step up and leave the cages that religion has tried to keep you in, and for us to step into the new thing and the harvest before us in Jesus' name. We are praying that 2021 will be a year of unfathomable breakout and breakthrough in Jesus' name. Give him a hand in here. Stand to your feet all across this room. Now, I want to declare to you today, and let me just say it to you from my heart to yours this morning, it's time to break out. It is time to release the past. It is time to forgive and be forgiven. It is time to forgive and forget. It is time to break free from every containment. It's time to break free from every confinement. It's time to move forward in Him. I'm going to leave it with you like this. No more box for me. It is time to get out of your box. Everybody that's ready to get out, get out here right now in the name of Jesus. Hurry. Everybody that's ready to get out, come down here, hurry, in the name of Jesus. Everybody that's ready to break free, come down here, hurry, 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 hurry. I don't care what contains you. I don't care what confines you. I don't care what binds you. I don't care what's boxed you in. I don't care where it held you back. I don't care where you are. It's time to come out now. It's time to come out. It's time to come out. It's time to come out. It's time to get out of your box. It's time to break out of your place.